Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast. Steve Caldwell here. Let's start by recognizing someone who's doing something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Are you a golfer like I am? If you are, I've got to tell you, I had the best experience ever at a place called the Legacy Golf Academy. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and their website is legacygolfperformancecenter.com. And I recently went there for a series of lessons, and I went for my first lesson. I had a phenomenal instructor. His name's Craig Renshaw. I just totally recommend Craig and the Legacy Golf Academy. I've got to tell you, these guys do it right. They've got an unbelievable facility. They can record your swing both forward from the front and from the back. And in just a little bit, I got really valuable help on trying to help me improve my golf swing. So I want to just highly recommend the Legacy Golf Academy. I hope you'll go check them out whenever you're in Phoenix. Check out their website. I'll try to remember to put this in the podcast when we publish it, a link to them. But it's the legacygolfperformancecenter.com. They are awesome, and I promise you, they made me feel good. Today's topic is three ways to cause change. Now, I know that all of us in business really struggle with this idea of how can we actually cause change to take effect in our organization. And change is very, very difficult to accomplish because so many people resist change and they resist doing things differently. But I want to talk about three things that we can do and some ways that you can help. Now, most of us really just need to make sure we understand what change really is. The change means that we are making or becoming different. And this making or becoming different should help you understand right away that you're going to get resistance from some people. Because when you make change happen, there's going to be an opposite reaction to making, and that is resisting. And we have to understand that and be strategic about how we approach change and how we actually really make it happen within our organization. But nobody ever teaches us this. Nobody ever talks to us about change and how to make change happen. And so what most of us do is that we resort to the easiest way out. And what is that easiest way out? Well, it's to tell people what you're going to do or else there's going to be a consequence. So what we're doing is we're using a fear-based method to cause change to happen. And if you've ever raised a child, you understand that that method just plain and simply does not work long term. You can cause a child to be afraid shortly, in other words, for a short period of time. But as they grow and as they mature and as they begin to think for themselves, they begin to realize that, okay, I don't really believe that and I don't think it's necessary and I'm not going to change. And what they'll do is they'll do the passive aggressive route, meaning they'll listen to you while you're doing that, whatever ordering you're doing. And then later they go out and do exactly what they wanted to do in the first place. So change really didn't occur at all. It was just a temporary moment in time and nothing really really changed. And so from a company standpoint, because we do this type of simple thinking with our children, I think we also have a tendency to bring that same mentality into work. I can't tell you how many leaders that I've talked to that what they'll do is they'll talk about their team, and they'll actually describe them in terms of being children. And that type of attitude toward your teammates is going to automatically put you in a position where change is going to be so much harder for you to affect on your team. And we just don't understand the power of change. And because we don't understand it, we actually handle it very, very poorly. And in most all cases, what we wind up doing is getting temporary results without lasting change. And it's only through lasting change that companies make money, productivity goes up, and the work experience and quality of work increases. So let's talk about change so that you understand that there's actually three levels of change that I want you to be aware of. There's an easy change, there's a medium change, and there's a hard change. Well, people might say, well, Steve, what does that mean? Well, if there's an easy change, let me give you an example of what an easy change would be. Let's say that I'm getting ready to go to an event, and I put on a shirt, and I put on the shirt to go to the event. And 5 minutes after putting on the shirt, I realize, my goodness, there's a spot on that shirt. So what do? I go and I change shirts. You know, not very difficult to do. All I had to do is go put on a new shirt. Took off the old one, put on a new one. 5 minutes later, it's done. I feel better because I got a clean shirt on. That's an easy change. Well, in work, there are many, many things that we need change at work that are really easy. The question is, do we really know if it's easy or if it's going to be harder? That requires us to actually use our brains and think a little bit. What would be a medium change? Well, let's go back to my example of the shirt. What if I'm going to this event and I've put cufflinks on, and I decide, wait a minute, those cufflinks don't really match my coat and my tie. So what I want to do is I want to change the cufflinks. Well, anybody that's ever put on cufflinks will tell you that, you know, darn it, sometimes those things are kind of difficult to change. And you have to spend a little bit of time making sure you get it in just correctly and position it correctly. I consider that like a medium change. Well, at work, we're going to have things that are medium change, meaning that it takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of time, but it's not going to be something that's a great, big, difficult thing to do. Well, the third type of change, though, could be one that's hard. And a hard change is one that is going to require a lot of energy, a lot of thought, and a completely different way of doing things than the way you've already done it. And in my example, let's go back to the shirt and going to the event. I've got on a shirt. I've got my cufflinks on now. But let me tell you what the hard change would be. The hard change would be that if I had to now suck in my gut for 3 hours to keep from popping the buttons off of the shirt because I haven't lost the weight that I needed to and my shirt now is 2 sizes too small. You see, that's a lot harder to do, to hold your breath in for 3 hours and not feel like that you're stifled. And yet a lot of people in business never actually think about, does the change we need to implement, is it going to be an easy change, a medium change, or a hard change? And we have to actually put a lot of energy and effort into this. And it doesn't take too much energy and effort to understand the degree of difficulty. So if we're going to have to change a complete pattern, know already that that's going to be much harder, it's going to take more time, and it's going to take more effort. So once we've made that analysis and we've begun to think about change and how it's going to affect people, then how do we actually cause change to happen? Well, here's 3 ways that we can do it. The first thing that I want you to do, and the first step in causing change to happen, is that you have to understand what needs to change and why it needs to be changed. Without understanding both of these things, I think you're at a huge disadvantage in figuring out what you need to do. You have to understand the real reason that change needs to occur, and you need to understand what the underlying reasons are. That's the why. And so many leaders don't really know why. And what they'll resort to is they'll say, well, because I'm the boss and I said so. And I know I had that same struggle myself in causing change early in my career. I thought that if I just told people what to do and told them what change I wanted, that that was going to be good enough. I never really even understood the concept of understanding the need to explain the why. That was just totally foreign to my thought process. And I find that I'm not alone in that. I think that most managers without a lot of experience in mentoring and tutoring, they don't understand that either. So the first step, if you're going to cause change, number one, understand what needs to change and understand the reasons why it needs to be changed. Now, once you've done that, you're now armed with some very important information, and I think you can go to step two in the way to cause change. And the step two, I say, is one that you have to now understand what they think. Now, the they that I'm talking about is your customer, your employee, whoever you're talking to that you want the change to be implemented by. You have to understand what they actually think about the current process and the current way of doing things. Until you really understand what their thoughts are, you can't get them to modify their behavior and to actually cause change. Now, when you begin to understand what they think, that's when the information that you've already collected, where you understood the reasons that the change needed to occur and the why in particular, becomes valuable. Because you can explain to that person, look, here's the reasons why, here's three good reasons why we need to affect this change. This is why we need to make it different. And if you will actually start paying attention to people's body language when you're having these conversations, you'll begin to see a complete shift. When you start out and you say, we're going to change, their body posture is going to be one of resistance. Their arms are going to be crossed. Their head's going to be going left and right, meaning they're resisting no, no, no. And they may not be saying it out loud. But when you begin to explain the why, all of a sudden you'll see a shift. Their arms might actually relax a little bit because their brain is saying, okay, this is not a real threat. I understand now the reasons. And if you have really good, tangible reasons, you'll actually even observe that those people will begin to shake their heads in agreement. They'll be nodding up and down instead of left and right. So those are the first two steps. Number one, understand what needs to change and why. Now, number two, use that data to understand what your employee team member actually thinks. And then the third way to cause change, which truly cannot be implemented until you've done steps one and two, is that you have to create a step-by-step strategy, a step-by-step path on where you go from where you are right now to where you need to be. And this needs to be exceptionally clear, and it needs to be tied back to the reasons that the change needed to occur in the first place. And it's this tying the actual strategy back to those underlying reasons of why change needed to occur and what needed to change, and give this person the chance to and the value of understanding what they think in the process. This is where you get their input into how that change is going to be made. And you'll begin to see people really take ownership of making the change occur. And at that point, it's no longer just about you trying to be a dictator type manager, a person that just tells people to change, but you're actually causing things to change in the right way. So in summary, let me go over those three things one more time so that you get it. Number one, you've got to understand what needs to change and why, the underlying reasons. Number two, you've got to understand what they think, meaning your team member or employees. And then number three, together create a step-by-step strategy, a step-by-step path, a step-by-step plan to make the change effective and permanent. I hope that's helped you a lot today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on how this works with you and your team. The Manager Mojo podcast is brought to you by the graduates of the Mojo Leadership System, a proven method of refining and accelerating your management and leadership skills. Go to mojoleadershipsystem.com to learn more. In order to receive a special $250 discount on this training, enter the word podcast in the shopping cart. That's mojoleadershipsystem.com and enter podcast as our thank you for listening to the Manager Mojo podcast.